one of the things I wanted to tell me a bit about was what it was like growing up here in Irvinstown when you were a wee girl.
When I was young, going to school.
Aye.
It was great, you know, good friends. In the summertime, we used to go on bare feet.
No.
We did.
Did you really?
Honestly, we did. When I was young, nearly all the children went on bare feet. It was 1st of May.
Uh-huh.
On the 1st of May, they all went on their bare feet every day to school. But then, all of Sunday, if you go to the chapel, or you wore a pair of slippers or something. But definitely, once the 1st of May came, you'd get a stone, you'd put your foot got caught in a stone, you'd call it a stone bruise.
Yeah.
And what else did you get? Stones and something else, now. Forget what the name of the other thing was. Stone bruises and you crick your toe.
Crick your toe. Right.
Crick your bill. That's right.
Because you'd knock it against something.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
And did you enjoy school?
Oh, God, I surely loved school.
Mm-hmm.
I did.
So what did you love about it?
Well, I liked the teachers.
Mm-hmm.
Teachers were...
Who was your favourite teacher?
Mrs. Kelly was a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And the Raffle the doll. On the lovely doll one, and I think I was 14 to think.
Mm-hmm.
And they raffled the doll, and it was three pennies for a ticket, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, I remember, two pennies or 3 pennies for a ticket.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember I was in the shop one day, and there was a man in the shop, and he said, you would guess the name of the doll, that's mm-hmm. right, mm-hmm. guess the name of the doll. This man, he gave this girl, she did all with her, and she was selling the tickets, and she said, he gave her sixpence.
Mm-hmm.
He told her to buy me a ticket and her a ticket, and another girl, there were three of us, so it was sixpence, it was only two tuppence for a ticket.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked the girl that was selling the tickets, I said, I don't want to guess, give me the tuppence. She said, no, you have to guess, right, remember that? You have to guess, she said. And that morning, I think maybe that day before, the teacher said the name of the doll, I forget what she said. She said, would none of you think of calling the doll two names? And anyway, that day, she said, call the doll two names. And I thought, well, I've called it. And she, this girl was selling at the doll with it. She said, you'll have to guess. And I said, well, put down Mary Teresa for me.
Right.
And anyway, that was all. That's a long time, same month maybe after that, the doll's name was revealed. No, it was. The doll's name was Marie Therese.
Very close.
And I got the doll.
Oh, excellent.
Oh, it was lovely. The doll was lovely. But I had a cousin home from America at that time.
Uh-huh.
And my father, there was 9 of us in this house.
Uh-huh.
And my father seen the doll. And he said, this doll wouldn't last a month or in this house. And then a cousin of ours went back to our mother and her over for a holiday.
Uh-huh.
From America. And she got the doll.
No.
Oh, she did. Oh, she went and gave it to her. My father gave it to her.
And how did you feel about that?
Well, I didn't care.
Did you not mind?
No, I didn't care because I thought to myself, there was five girls in the house.
Aye.
I thought the doll wouldn't last a crack.
So in a way, it was for the preservation of the doll.
Remember in school when this lovely doll?
Yeah.
The teachers had dressed it and all, but lovely, made the clothes and all for it.
Mm.
Remember that at school now?
Mm-hmm.